Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it if you see another fella of the Denar era, or making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient though. It's incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
We got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press stop. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree, bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good
morning, TNT. I don't know what happened to Ray, but anyway, he might have been thinking about what I was thinking. Probably most of y'all. I don't know what that music was he started playing, but I started to hang up. I was like, what the hell? What was that? Anyway, let's see. I guess he's still here. I guess I'm still here. So, you guys tell me, can you hear me? I got to make sure y'all can hear me.
Yeah, they hear you.
Oh, okay. There you go. All right. I didn't know. All right, guys. A couple things real quick. So, the system is now working. And I know it's working because a bunch of people have used it and got subscribed this morning because I can see the subscribers as they come through. So it is working through the link that I sent you to guys to. Actually, if you go to the payment page. So maybe by Friday, not by next Monday, we can just start using the email system to send the calls out. I got to give a little bit of thought. I just want to make sure we're fully working, but it looks like today it's working. People are getting subscribed. They're going into the list. Along with it, made a payment or make a payment, it puts it in the active 30-day list, and I see it growing. So that's good. There are some people actually getting signed up today, and I checked it, and it should give you a welcome email as soon as you do that. I mean, almost immediately. Welcome, you'll get updates or something. Anyway, we were working on it yesterday, last night, as we did, till late last night. It actually did that, which I was fast at how fast you actually got the welcome email. It's a good thing. Okay, but I got to tell you guys this, too. Man. Oh, somebody said I wasn't talking loud enough? Really? You'd be surprised how many people tell me I'm too loud. I mean, in my own house, especially my daughter. But this site, everything we've gone through the last 10, 15 years, and I told you guys was great. We had some trials, some tribulations. But my friend that passed away, JN, was such an integral part of this. The whole TNT, the NAR, putting it together. Emails, just everything. Our recordings that we have, just everything. And I always tell you guys that I miss that guy. I don't miss him because of that, but because he was really a true friend on top of it. And I just want you guys to know that rarely in life, do you find somebody of that magnitude who does two things. That's all. Doesn't ask you for anything and is willing to give you everything. Rarely do you find people like that who are just there to be your friend. And that was him. I know you guys want to know what I'm talking about. I'm going to tell you, not just the fact that I'm missing. We've been struggling with this thing for weeks now, this site. Trying to get it work. I've been going back and forth with Stripe. Today almost, drove me crazy. Back and forth with MailChimp. Today almost drove me crazy. From actually cussing them out. You charging me all this money. This thing don't have work. Is this, that? And the real final straw was, they each told me to pass this on to the other instead of them talking to each other, which said we can't do that. I'm like, you recommended me to them. It's running through your site to them, but you tell me you can't talk to them. And vice versa. Stupidest thing I ever heard in my life. But they could send me the information to send to each other. I'm getting to a point here, guys. It's crazy. So last night, when I'm trying to go through this thing again, trying to figure a different way to do it, everything. Wishing that JN was here so I wouldn't have to deal with this mess, which I was. I actually called his son. because I know, like father, like son. And he taught him and everything else. And I'm going to tell you guys, it took him about 20 minutes to fix this entire thing. Something Strike couldn't do, something they couldn't do. I mean, we had to go about 3 or 4 different pages. But in 20 minutes, he said, let's do it like this, and boom, system's working. That killed me. I'm like, Strike, MailChimp, these big kilometers and they conglomerates, and they can't get anybody to figure out what it took him 20 minutes to figure out. And I think he's like 26, 27 years old. Anyway, it was crazy. I think he's that. So this is what I want you guys to do. Because it was crazy. Hopefully, I'm going to put his Cash App on Twitter. I'm going to tweet it up. I'll tell you what it is right now. No, that don't work. I'm going to copy it. I'm going to paste it. I'm going to put it on Twitter. And I hope, because him and his family are going through something right now, again, that we can show some kind of appreciation to him and back to JN, who actually still made all this possible for us. I just hope you guys have it in you. You can send him $1, 50 cents, $2, I mean, whatever you choose to do. So let me do that right now. Let me see. And I'm just saying, please let's say thank you to JN's son, so I have to put his name out there. Because he made this possible for us. They obviously couldn't. Okay. What is it? Oh, Kasia. There you go. Oh, let me take that. Wish I could do something else. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Hope I didn't mess it up when I do that and talk to you guys at the same time. All right, I wanted to get there. It was just ridiculous that I had to go to him before I had to even think about it, because me and Ray were fighting it last night trying to figure it out. Me and Ray. He tried to help me, let's do this, let's do that. And, I mean, he just did it, and I was just like, oh, my God, we could have had this thing settled weeks ago. But the company should have did it themselves. I shouldn't have had to call him. But the fact that I did, and he made it happen, I appreciate it. All right. There are gurus out there telling you guys that we're going to get the 800 numbers today or tomorrow, which I laughed at when they put it out there once again. I'm laughing at it right now because it's not going to happen. And it doesn't even make sense for them to be putting that out there. Well, it's not going to happen. I know the bank said before Christmas, they still haven't set up one call room, one exchange center, haven't made out a schedule, haven't done anything. Even I tell you when they tell me, this is what they're being told, because I'm always going to tell you, the good, bad, and the ugly. But it hasn't happened. My guy still thought it could happen this week. Well, I could say, all right, it's still possible, because the week's not over. They're not going to call people in on Christmas to start the RV. I don't see it. I don't even see them calling in on Christmas Eve. It's not happening. Even though Iraq has been telling us in 10 days the rate was going to be stable. In 10 days, it's going to change. Except for today, now they're saying within a month, it's going to change. Within a month, the rate is going to be stable. It's typical Iraq. It's typical. I mean, to try and squeeze it in there. Now, within a month, a month from when the 10 days started, could be a month from today. I don't know, because now all they send in is. Their market, which will change everything. Oh, the new banking system that they're implementing will be completely up and running. They're now saying within a month, with all the new rules, regulations, and things that Federal Reserve wants them to do, which is stop smuggling the money through the banks. Anyway, figure out something else. But they're not going to smuggle it through the banks, which I'm sure they will figure out some other way to do it. But supposedly they're cutting that off. They're cutting off the 400,000 barrels of oil a day that's being smuggled out, is what they're saying. And they're cutting out smuggling across from the border. All of this will be worked out within a month. If they can stop that much corruption within a month, I don't think they have any choice but to show the IRB. So I think it'll be before a month. Let's see. Oh, wait. Today is the 20th. And it could be, I don't know, maybe we'll see it the first week in January. They could shock the world and do it tomorrow, but I seriously doubt it because nobody's preparing for it. None of my traders have been told anything. None of the international traders, none of the market traders. And again, none of the banks are getting ready. That would be a monumental task to happen today or tomorrow. And I don't see that happening. But the numbers are good. That's what we want to know. The other good stuff, they're saying they are international. Because now they're taking multiple currencies. Not only that, guys, but they can do something we can't do. They can open bank accounts in multiple currencies. The average citizen, they said they're going to let them have multiple currency bank accounts. Why? Because they're now going to accept multiple currencies inside Iraq. Our banks won't even let us do that. Wells Fargo is supposedly going to if you have enough money, or once the IRB is announced. But right now you can't do that unless you're a business, not as individuals. So they're going to be able to do that. The other good thing is what they're announcing this morning is their reserves, because they said over $92 billion, actually made the announcement yesterday, is at $96 billion, highest they've ever had in the history of Iraq. $96 billion. And then back in June, July, August, they always said, hey, by the end of the year, we should be at $100 billion in reserves. They got close. They really got close for the fact that oil went back down to the 70s, probably going to make them a little bit short. Even though it's up to $82 today, which is a great thing. We want to see it going back up. It's going to continue to climb probably through the end of the year, and especially based on what China is doing, if you guys aren't paying attention. They're not shutting down their country because of COVID. They're giving the people the opportunity, and this is as cruel as I think it can be said or done, but they're now giving them the opportunity to die in the streets. And I can say that because there's no COVID protocol being set up for this, to avoid affecting the global markets or not, which is going to do. But if you guys are paying attention, they're having long lines of vans, cars, and families outside of mortuaries, outside of hospitals, outside of cremation centers. And they're just saying it's just people dying in groups. They have COVID, but it's not as bad. But all these people are just dying where they're having lines of cars. Now, pay attention to news. Watch it. family members, everybody all standing in the parking lot, outside buildings, waiting their turn to cremate their loved one who just happened to die of a high fever or died of a heart attack anyway. I'm trying to tell you guys what's going on, what's affecting the price of oil, what we're looking at, China, Russia, and our opportunity for the RV. Because whether you want to know it or not, it is all related. Because it's all related to what's going to go on in Iraq with the agreement, the China agreement with the price of oil, how much money they're going to have, how fast they move. So the other good thing is Parliament is now requesting an extraordinary session. So they said so they can start reading the first and second of the budget. They want to start reading it now, even though it hasn't been submitted to them yet. So they're saying it has not been submitted, but they want to start reading it so they can get the first and second readings out of the way. Well, if you're going to get the first and second reading out of the way immediately, why do you think it's going to take 2 months to get the third reading? I don't think it will. Just going to read through the first two, make the changes that they need, the third one, and if not this week, in the next 2 weeks, I think we'll all be healthy, wealthy, and wise going on about our business first part of January, if not. So we're still within our window. We're still this close to this being over, and that's going on to something else, which is what we want to do. So nothing else really glaring that I can think of at the moment. So Donnie did go over. He met with Jordan, actually Turkey, and Iran, the Middle Eastern countries, all talking about how important Iraq is to all of their success. Everybody's willing now to help them build and give them money again. The only negative, if we're seeing anything, and I think I mentioned it to you guys on Monday, because it's still going on, is the framework is not happy with Sudan. They're not happy with how many meetings he's having with the U.S., with the people that he's meeting, or some of the decisions that he's making as far as the banking system and stopping some of the corruption and smuggling. They didn't plan on him doing that, especially not this fast. They are saying after the budget is passed, they're looking for the alliance to separate more than one and for some new groups to come out. After the one thing they all wanted, the budget and the rate is completed, then they're looking for them to break away and get their own agenda. So we'll see how that happens. All right, Ray, let's get started.
Okay. Wait.
I can't hear you. I can't understand what you're saying.
How about now?
Yeah, much better. Much better.
All right. Mike Wake says, I know you have to pay taxes when receiving a salary as a trustee. Can the salary be any amount? Let's say $100,000 per month. Let's say not. Why would you pay yourself $100,000 a month salary knowing you're going to be taxed on it?
Wait, before you answer that, he said, can it be? Not should it be, can it be?
Yeah, well, most folks can is something they intend to do when they ask can. They intend to do.
Okay, but it can be. It just don't make sense, right? Is that what you said?
That's right.
Okay.
The dumbest thing in the world a person could do is pay themselves $100,000 salary. When you what you do is you let the employer provide as much benefits as the employer can provide for you. That way you can take a reduced salary, use your money for everything else that the employer cannot pay for. So here's an example, a real short one. You're living on $6,000 a month. That's your lifestyle, $6,000 a month. But now you get a new employer that says, I'll hire you, and I'm going to pay $3,000 worth of medical, dental, and that's what you're paying a month. You're paying $3,000 a month for all of that. And your employer says, I'm going to pay for it, then you only need a $3,000 a month salary. Because the employer is covering the other $3,000 that you were paying for. Now you're getting it in employee benefits, small as possible, and make your benefits as large as possible. Especially if you have some say-so on the salary and the benefits. Now, if you're not sure about benefits, go to tinyurl.com/101benefits. That's 101 benefits that an employer can be giving their employee. They just don't. But if you can control the employer to give you 101 benefits, how much salary do you think you need to be receiving? But you didn't cut your lifestyle because now you're letting someone else pay a good portion of that for you by way of the employee benefit plan. I hope that makes sense. Do some due diligence and read up on that stuff, folks. If you have questions,
right,
come in soon, and we'll train you.
I got some questions. So my employer can pay for my new $100,000 house, $500,000 house, or $5 million, and just let me lease it for $1 a month, right?
No, because if your employer is paying for it, it ain't yours. So it's not
okay.
Your house. It's not your car. That's company.
Well, that's
stuff.
Why I said let me lease it for $1 a month. No?
Okay.
So I don't care whose name is in, long as I'm sleeping there at night. I don't care whose name
right.
is in. Or as long as I can drive that car, because that's the car I want to drive. I don't care if it's in the trust name, foundation name, because that makes sense. But my question is, he can buy me all the material stuff, pay for it, even pay for the electric bills, everything, because it's part of my perks as being the trustee. But I want to go to the Bahamas. Can he do that?
Sure. It's called paycations. A lot of people know about those. If you go to the Bahamas just to have fun, it's on you. But if your employer sends you there for a business purpose, and then when you finish taking care of business, you go have fun. Did you not go to the Bahamas? Once you took care of business, then you did what you wanted to do. People teach that all the time in different business settings, and they call it paycations instead of vacations.
All right. Let's go on.
Okay. Singer Man says, we are new snowbirds in Charlotte, North Carolina. Okay. Our permanent address is still New York for insurance reasons. Are we allowed to exchange in Charlotte, or do we have to travel back to New York? Well, what are you having as your in your permanent address are one and the same? If it's New York, from what we were told, if that's where you live, then that's where you're supposed to exchange in your district. And as you physically are down here in Charlotte for insurance reasons, you can make Charlotte your address and then go do your exchange in Charlotte. And this is where you actually live now if you've been here 6 months or more. What else, Tony?
All right.
I meant to let you answer that in the first place.
No, but that's that. Wherever you live is 6 months or more. We'll do it. But let me go back to this real quick. Somebody said, can a car payment be a benefit that they pay for their car? Well, people do that right now, especially in network marketing. They give people monthly payments. But Here's another comment that I really want you to talk about since we're talking about this. This guy said, this is exactly what Trump's CEOs are going to jail for, not paying taxes on the benefits that he gave them, like paying for their kids' college, paying for houses. That is what they're going to jail for. But not because he did it, because they didn't pay taxes on it. Is something different?
Right. That's different. They received something that was taxable to them, and they didn't pay the tax on it. They didn't say that what they received was illegal. It wasn't illegal what Trump CEO or whatever his companies did for those people. It's just now they hit them. They nailed them because they didn't pay the tax on receiving it.
Okay, but this is different because the house still belongs to the trust. The car still belongs to the trust. This belongs there. You're just driving it or operating it. They are not actually leasing it to you or renting the car to you. I think it's a different thing. But anyway, guys, check with your tax people. All right.
Yeah, the 101 benefits don't even talk about houses, cars, or any of that stuff. There's 101 other things that a lot of people miss that they could have been doing for years. Especially people that claim that are self-employed, they've been missing out on all of this because they structured themselves the wrong way. And it's right there in front. Okay, so let's go to Baby's mom. When we make our next 30-day donation, do we have to do it with your new system?
How is she going to do it? If you want to be in the system, how is she going to do it without the system? I don't understand that. Do you understand
that?
Yeah,
but if you're making a 30-day electronic donation, you're doing the same thing you've been doing. It's just now putting you on the list that you weren't on before.
If you go in there right now, guys, the link that we sent out, everybody who makes a payment from now on, right under there, before you even get to the payment part, it says fill this out. And then you'll be a subscriber after you make a payment. So if you fill it out and don't make a payment, it's going to say, welcome a subscriber, but you go to the non-active list instead of the active list, which I don't know what purpose that serves. But then you go to the, well, if you haven't made a payment in the last 30 days, the system knows it when you put your information in because it tracks what day you made the last payment. So every 30 days you go in there and you make a payment and you want to go send, you know, weekly payments to Ray in the mail and do it that way, send your regular payments the way you have to him in the mail. Every 30 days, go in there and make a $5 payment so you're in the system so you can get the emails. Because once we cut them off, the emails are just going to those people that are in this system. And let me say this. Some people are concerned about it. When I'm sending the emails out with the link to the call and we're no longer posting it on Twitter, it will include the time. Because when I'm doing that, it may not be 10 o'clock Monday, Wednesday, and Friday anymore that we discussed. It could be a different time. It could be a totally different day. It could be Tuesday, Thursday. It could be Saturday morning. We're now going to do this and go over what we're doing. That's why there's no time in there. I'm sending it out right now to make sure people can make their payments. They're included in the group. Ray is still sending out Twitter, the actual time of the call, and the link that anybody could use right now. So I hope I clarified that. Later, though, we're sure everybody's in the system, and that could be Friday or Monday. It all works out today. I'm going to see how it's going to work. That we'll try and start doing something a little bit different. Okay? Hopefully that answered all those questions. All right, what's next?
All right, Attie says, now that Forex has the rate that we do not see, are the Iraqi citizens getting their rate changed behind closed doors? Are they waiting for it to come out with Forex like we are?
Well, it's still going to have to come out, I think. But, again, they already know something's happening. I tell you, my guy knows something happening. The guy who sent out the video knows something happening. But they're just like us. They don't know exactly what or when. But something is happening, and they're preparing them for it. And they see the steps that they're taking. I mean, they told them the same thing we saw in the next 10 days. And 2 weeks going to be done. But now, this morning, they're saying, okay, in the next month, it'll be done. It'll be done within a month instead of 10 days. Whether, and anything could be happening. It could be taking them longer to line up the banks. The U.S. can be requesting more banks be shut out first. Some of the banks are saying they don't understand how they're supposed to submit this the right way. The U.S. refused over 30%, it says, of their transactions out of the country, which shut down large amounts of money. Today, the auction was, I think, below 100 million or 100.5 million. So because the U.S. is restricting what can and cannot be bought, sold, go out of the country. In the country, they told them today, hey, any bank can request any amount they want. They opened it up. Any amount you feel you need, you can request it from the CBI. We're going to give it to you, but you have to show exactly where every dime goes. That's what they're telling us. If your business is like that, you need it, we're going to give it to you because we're trying to get dollars on the street so the rate would go back down. That's what they said. So we're trying to make it available to the people so that the mafia and the smugglers can't keep raising the rate. As long as there's abundance of dollars out there, the rate will start to go back down. That's what they wanted to do. So we'll see how it comes out. What's next?
Cargo says, when it's go time and you've notified your sources, those who aren't able to listen to the live update, could an email or the rebroadcast be sent out? Or what other options would be available for those that miss the live update?
Okay, so when it's go time and they tell me, I'm going to email all the people on this list with a number. And actually, JN's son said today he can set me up a whole different system, which I'm going to work on, that will give each people their own access code. And if they give it away, they don't get on the call because whoever uses it first gets on the call, everybody else is going to be shut out. But he said he could do it, so I got to get him to do that. What I'm trying to do is give people who have been supporting us in doing this access first so we can discuss it, talk about it, do whatever you want to do. It is going to be recorded. But we're not going to publish the recording at the end of the call. We're not going to publish it on free conference. We're not going to put this on Blog Talk until later. So I can give those people a chance to understand what we said, what the procedures were, and basically go to the front of the line. You guys go do it first. Then we'll put it out for other people. You guys got to realize something. It's not just TNT people, because it is. And I firmly believe, with all my heart, God knows I do, every single person on this call, every single person that is invested, every single person that has participated, been listening, asking questions, can find $5 somewhere every 30 days. You just choose not to, is my opinion. You choose to go do something else with it. But you're still going to get the information. You're just not going to get it when these guys get it. That's all. And that's a decision you're making. Still going to be available for everybody. And here's my other thing. As this call, just like everything else, I go to some of the other guru sites, which I'm not going to call them out, and I see TNT conference notes all over the place. I mean, all over. TNT said this, TNT somebody said this, just that, or coordinates of the call, or people use the same information for their call. So it's not just about TNT members, which is supposed to be 125,000, but there's 10 million people, and there's five or six or seven other gurus that are going to try and use all this same information. We did something different here. We did something special here, if you ask me. We spent 15 years not just talking about date and rate, that's going to happen, but explaining to you global events and discussing global events, things about Iraq's government and people, thinking about our own government and people, how things work, how finance works, and more importantly, not how to count your money, but how to grow your money. Both during your initial transaction and in the future. I don't see anybody else out there doing that with their people. But yet, they're benefiting off of everything else. And they're all going to try and be on this call. Well, I think our people deserve first access, not everybody else's people. Our people are going to be the people who supported us doing this. I mean, for the last 10, 15 years, people were in here. But I just honestly got to say, guys, I cannot. It's not like it's a bunch of homeless people listening to this call, sitting on a bench in an alley in a parking lot or somewhere listening to this call. I don't believe that. I do not. There's a bunch of people who are making a conscious decision of whether or not to add $5 so they can stay at the front of the line or be the first to get the information. And afterwards, like I tell you, after this call is over or RB is announced, the rest of it is going to be something totally different, but it's still only going to go to people who supported us during this time are the only people with the opportunity to go forward with us in the next venture. I can promise you that. And how can I promise you that? Because I have the list. That's how. Anyway, that's what that's all about. Hopefully I answered that without too much gargly goop.
Okay. Let's see. Men Body says, is fencing still an issue that we need to be aware of?
Is what?
Fencing. You know, the fencing report, we need to be more than $10,000 transaction.
There's nothing to be aware of. Everybody knows what it is. It's a form they fill out anytime you do transaction over $10,000 cash. I mean, what is there to be aware of? You're going to fill it out. You're going to send it to the IRS. This is the department. As long as you're not doing anything wrong. I mean, you're trying to hide something. You're trying to move money somewhere it's not supposed to be. Something. It's just a form. What's next?
Okay. Men's Body is also celebrating the birthday today. So we say happy birthday to Men's Body.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake.
Bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine.
So have a no worries, don't you hesitate. It's time to bossy, bossy, time to celebrate.
Yeah. All right. Pitt Rule asked, any changes to the ZIM limits? No, there's been no changes on ZIM. Nothing's changed for us. Desert Dog asked, is the Iranian Rial and the Venezuelan Bolivar still in play? And what would be the potential time frame? Yes, they're still in play. The last we heard, the time frame is when the rest of the currencies go, they go right along with them. Mike Wake, you're asking an ERC question. Email me on that because this is not the platform for ERC stuff. AZ Jeff says, what are the chances that the dom will be done at the same time as the change to the dinar rate? Slim to none. None of the other currencies are supposed to change except the dinar, unless it's a full RV. Then they're all going together. You still with me, Tony? Did we lose him? Let me see. Hey, Tony?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, you're on there.
I'm gonna say, I was talking. I was just tell Ray you cut me off.
Yeah, I didn't do anything, but I went back and looked at the screen and saw that your microphone was turned off. I didn't do it. Did you want to say any of the ones that I answered? Did you want to respond to any of that?
I don't know what you answered. All I know is you playing the birthday song.
Oh, we hit three questions since then.
Okay, I guess you answered them.
It was just simple currency-related questions, Harvey.
All right.
Okay. Sila says, is there any way that your emails can be marked as high priority so that our alert system gives us a second notification?
I don't know anything about this. MailChimp sends it out, however they send it. I'll tell you what you did. You guys should go in there and prioritize it in your email and make it notify you when you get it. You have the ability to do that, not me sending it out to everybody else, because it's not going to be high priority to everybody. But you can go in there in your email, put it in your contacts or addresses, and make it a high priority. All I can do is send it out and send out the tweet saying, check your email, because that's how it'll go out. All right, what's next?
All right, we're going to live callers. First one, 512. Eric, so you are on.
Yeah, he missed it. Anybody know how old Biden is? 512.
Does anybody know what?
How old Biden is? President Biden. Anybody know how old he is?
I don't know.
Well, I know Bill texted me. Somebody texted me in a minute. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay. 409 area code. You're on.
409 here.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Okay. I've got a quick question, and I'm going to let you go. I've been trying 100 jillion times. I've called you before about getting on your email list and everything. Well, I'm trying this brand new one today where it asks for your name to be put in and all that stuff. So I'm doing it. I'm doing it as we speak. So anyway, is it okay if I use a different email?
You use wherever you want that email to go to, because that's where it's going to go to.
Okay, I'm going to try this and see if it goes to this, because it didn't go to the other one.
Well, try it. Try it right now.
Okie doke. Okay, thank you, sir.
Listen to me. Try it right now while we're on the phone. Try it.
Okay, well, I got to put my name in here. This thing's not real quick. Oh, last name. I almost forgot my last name.
Okay.
It's okay.
You need to check it
out.
Okay, there we go. That says subscribe.
It says
enable your name be added to the... Okay, I got to do this after the payment. It's what I got to do.
First, then you make the payment, it'll put you in the active list. But if you go check, let me see. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong one.
This is on your...
Yeah, so you do that?
Well, I got that already done.
Okay, hold on a second.
I did that and it disappeared again.
Okay. I'm looking for your, wait, I'm trying to do too much because I'm doing it. Hold on.
I understand. Something simple's too much for me.
Wait, what's your first name?
Jim or Jimmy.
Is that the name you put in there?
Yep. Let me see. I put in a new email address today.
There you go, Jimmy Rose. I'm looking right at it.
That's it. Yeah,
I know.
You took it.
So all you got to do is take your payment. Yep, make your payment.
All I got to do is what?
Make your payment.
Okay, I got to make a payment. Okay. No problem. Okay, I'm going to do it with that same email address.
Well, all you do is keep doing it, right? You're on the page. Just keep going because it makes you active after you made the payment.
Okay.
All right? Well, okay, so it's working. I just want you to know that it's working.
They could already ask for this code again. And I don't know what code it wants because I didn't get a code.
It's asking for what?
Asking for a code, and I did not get a code.
Did you go away from it and go back to it?
Nope, I am now. I'm going to give it a shot.
All right, you can work it out. It's working, though.
I'll do my best. Thank you, sir.
Complete the payment. It has you sitting here just waiting to move you over to Akron, where you are in the system.
Okay. Thank you very much, brother.
All right, sir.
Appreciate it. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let me just put this out real quick, because I know some of you are going to love it, and some of you are not going to love it, but Deborah, oh, I already told you, thank you for your gift. I appreciate that. Somebody says Biden is too old. Oh, man.
I have the answer. Sunshine 954 just texted me and said Biden is 80, and she says, I know for a fact because we went to school together.
Okay. Somebody said he's older than dirt. I don't know how old that is, but okay. Everybody said he's 80.
80.
So I'm going to tell you guys.
Sunshine 954.
Huh?
Go ahead.
All right. Okay. I know he's 80 years old. My father's 88, I think. Is he 88, Chris?
7.
87.
Yeah. You're close.
Biden is 80. And I'm going to tell you, I'm just looking at him walking. I think my father might outrun him. But anyway, I hate to say it. The way he's walking, I'm like, oh, my God. He's looking horrible today, especially walking next to Zelensky. He's looking like an old man. Sorry, I had to bring that in today, guys, but oh my God. I'm thinking he looked like he can barely make it. Like my father looks some days, like he can barely make it. Anyway, who's next? I just had to throw that in there. I was shocked. God. Anybody next?
Somebody just said that the gentleman was talking about the 6-digit code that they send to you to verify for verification.
They do send it. I don't know why they would send that to you guys. They send it to me to get into the system. I don't know why he would be getting one, though.
Yeah, they said they sent it to this 6-digit code to verify the phone number. So, okay, but anyway.
Oh, well, it should come up in his text then, because that's how that works. Okay, so maybe that's what he was looking for. All right.
Okay, next up is 352 area code. You're on.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Greetings.
Fantastic. How you doing?
All right. Hey, I think the president is 79, not 80. Not 80 anyway, not yet. But, hey, Tony, I saw where they say they didn't send the budget because there was a decrease. There's a $20 decrease in the oil prices. Did you see that?
That was there before they submitted it to the Sinani. So they're saying that's what delayed them from doing it. They want to see if they can come up with a median price, but they've already told us that. Remember, it was going to be $80 for the budget, $85. Then it was $75 to $65. Supposedly it's going to be $65. But I think they're thinking if they wait to the end of the year and it goes back up like it's starting to do today, maybe they'll raise it up and have even more money in it. I don't see what that's a factor of it going back down from $40 or $50. I don't see that happening.
Another thing, did you hear about they sent some type of app to the citizen for them to use to buy international stocks? Did you see that or hear about anything like that?
Yeah. Again, that's what people were excited about because it says we're international. They can use this app, new company. They're the first ones to get authorized to do it, where anybody, just like we use Forex, they can go on the internet and use Forex and Dinar to buy stocks, to do trades, to do anything. There's only one company, I think it's called Blue or something, with the card, that is able to allow them to do that. Well, they're excited. They never got to do that because nobody would accept their currency.
Yeah, but I was about to say they can't do that on a program rate, can they?
Of course they can. Guys, there's some other gurus tell you IRAC can't do this and that on a program rate. Well, let me see. Venezuela's doing it on a program rate. Iran is doing it on a program rate that's worse than Iraq's. Vietnam is doing it on a rate that below their country. Everybody can do it. It's just who wants to accept it. The rate doesn't stop you from doing anything. Is your currency acceptable to other countries, regardless of the rate? What they're not going to do at that rate, Bill, is companies are not going to actually invest in Iraq at that rate. Now, I would. I'd invest today. I'd pour money in there, get my dinar, so when the rate changes, I'd get all that back. But people are unsure of not the rate, because everybody knows the currency is going to be valuable. The thing that's been holding them back is who's going to run the country. Is there chaos, turmoil? People can be riding in the street and businesses can't grow. Or security. Is Iran going to be bombing every business that starts or have people shooting them up? Once all that is over, which it seems like it's going to be, nobody has a problem with the rate because they all know the rate's going to change. They'd rather set the system up on a current rate, just like they're doing, the whole banking system, calling everything, because, as I said, once the rate changes on 4X, it will automatically change everywhere because it's all electronic.
Okay. Biden's birthday is November the 20th. He turned 80 on November 20th. Everybody that's concerned, because a lot of folks are texting me. 281, Eric, so you're on.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony. How you guys doing today?
Fantastic.
Super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm good. Can't complain. So I have a couple of questions.
Let me tell you something that's out of the ordinary, just before we get started. On the last call, some people tweeted me and said they actually think you're smart.
You know what? I've got to laugh on that one. I'm not going to fool with you today. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm so glad they think that. I am glad they think that. Okay, so now let me ask you. Is the number 29, does it have any significance?
Not to me. The number 19 has some significance to me, and that didn't happen. So I don't know why the number 29 would have. You want to tell me?
Well, I've seen some stuff floating around in Denarland, and they seem to think that there's three different reasons for the 29. One, they feel like the 29th day, the 29th of this January coming up is significant. 29 countries, and there's 29, I guess, different currencies. And then also they may be indicating that 0.29 is a value that then maybe the RI could be referencing at this point. But I know you said on your last call that you guys, I don't know if, I can't remember if you said you couldn't share what the rate is or you didn't know what the RI rate is right now that's floating around or that it's possibly on Forex, but we can't see it or nobody can see it. So that's why I asked that question.
So let me tell you something else. I got 29 bottles of alcohol. I'm going to go drink them all.
Wait a minute. Hold up. You going to be awake to send us an email? That's what I want to know.
Oh, my God.
You're going to drink them. You just need to be awake so when that email come out, you can, or your info, you can send us an email. But
okay.
Other than that,
what you just explained to me, listen. I don't even
mm-hmm.
have the details. But Iraq banks are shut down between now and the 1st of December. I mean, 1st of January. Nobody
mm-hmm.
can get any money. Nobody can get any loans because they're doing accounting. But somebody's
mm-hmm.
going to tell you they're going to change the rate on the 29th, 2 days
no,
before their accounting
no.
ends?
No,
okay.
No. They didn't say the rate would change on the 29th. They're just saying that that date is significant for whatever reason. But then they also said there's 29 countries, and the baskets are, I guess, that would be those 29 countries would be in the basket, I'm assuming. But also they're indicating that a 0.29 rate could be a possible RI rate. At this point, but
the RI rate that I know of, that I've been told of, not only by Iraq, but some people at the bank, is what I said was $1.67 to $1.87,
mm-hmm.
because that's what
okay.
they've been through. If it's an RI comes out, that's where the rate will be at, and it'll go from there.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Well, that was just a question. So,
well, I'm trying to explain to you what I do know is during the RV process, there's only 7 countries in the basket. 7.
Okay.
I think it's 9 in the second basket. So we're
29.
Okay. I have no clue.
Now, the HCL, that has – where are we or where are they in this process with the HCL? Has it even been implemented at all or anything going on with that?
No, it hasn't been implemented because then their government of Supreme Court said it was illegal, the agreement that they made. They're saying they have an agreement. It went from 17% to 14%. It's in the budget. It's still got to be passed in the budget for it to go into effect, even though they did announce they were going to send Kurdistan a 200 million dinar for November
right.
and December.
And
yeah.
that's why
well,
I asked, because they haven't done that yet, though, right? Not, I mean, because I don't think I've seen anything about that.
No.
But I know that once that's done, then do we still have to wait on something with this budget? I mean, because seems like those are the two things right now that are holding up things to me.
Yeah. So if that's in the budget, right, the HCL, 14%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Supreme Court or the federal court already said it's illegal. That's why Al-Kazimi couldn't do it. They said, nope, that's illegal. You can't do it. So now they can't come back and say it's legal. So Parliament has to pass it to make it a law so it can be included in the budget that they're doing, which they're all going to do probably in one session. So now
mm-hmm.
it's just sitting there. They're not even discussing it anymore. because they're saying they've come up on agreement at 14%. So whenever they come back in session or right before they pass the budget, they have to pass that agreement, making it law, so the federal court can't say, no, you can't do it, because now it's
right.
law.
Yep.
Well, that process still has not happened.
Right. That's what I thought. Okay. Well, I don't want to hold up any more time, but hopefully when we can see these two things being implemented or done or they announce it, then maybe things will move forward, and hopefully that will be by the end of the month or maybe next month. So, all right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
610, Erico, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Hey, right. Man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. 3 minutes till the bottom of the hour, so I'm going to keep it short. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're making out those checks and money orders, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. And please remember to include your phone number on those checks and money orders. That makes it easier for Ray to track those payments as they come in. For all of you who'd like to donate electronically, you can go to the TNTSuperFantastic.com website, click on that red payment button, and scroll down to where you will find the instructions to use the debit or credit card of your choice. Click on the Click Here instructions and follow the prompts as you go through. In the block where you are asked to type in your name on the card, after you have typed in your name on the card, hit the space bar twice, and in that same block, type in your phone number. Again, that helps Ray track the payments as they come in. After you have filled out your debit or credit card information, at the bottom of the page is that blue pay key. After you have clicked on that blue pay key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a circle with a check mark and a sentence that says, thank you for supporting the TNT Blog Talk Radio Show. This way you know your payments have gone through successfully. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for continuing to share you with us and make it a dynamite rest of the day. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome.
All right, 409, we'll squeeze you in.
Oh, good. I have a couple of questions real quick. First off, what happened to this $1.50 whatever rate that we were anticipating here so that we could, you know, like you taught, do the 2,500 to whatever? What happened to that? Where'd it go?
It didn't go anywhere. We're still anticipating it. We're still looking for it.
But now it's a month? Is that the one that changed to a month? Are we talking about the full RV?
No, they said 10 days the rate was going to change and they were going to stop it and it was going to go back, and we were looking for that. This morning, they're saying in the next month. And like I said, I don't know if the month includes the 10 days or not. Or they just put it out there. They still could do it Friday. I don't know. In the next month.
Well,
but we do know that was their plan initially is come out with the RI and then the RV. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, you made a point of saying that the banks weren't in, the market hasn't been notified, and yet you had told us that the banks would not be in or the markets notified if they were just going to do this RI to like the $1.50. So that's my question, I guess. So it's
no, your
still,
question is, why did I tell you that if I don't expect them to be there anyway? That's your question.
Yes.
And I told you that because people are sending me information, some other gurus, telling them they're going to get the 800 numbers today or tomorrow, and then they're going to start processing. And I want everybody to know they're full of shit.
Okay. All right. So based on the fact that it is still in play, the dollar, the RI, I'll call it, I've not paid a great deal of attention to the dinar because I came in just 8 years ago, and that's when the dong and everything started coming up. My question is, will all denominations of the dinar, I know the Zimbabwe, there's only a couple of denominations, but as far as the dong and the dinar, I mean, is it any like a $1,000 dinar? Can that be exchanged once they've arrived?
3-0 note is going to be able to be exchanged. So do they have a 1,000 dinar note?
Yes, they do.
If you have one, then you can exchange it.
Oh, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
What I did was I purchased a number of them, and I figured what I would do be to hand these out when it arrives and say, run to the bank and cash this and then go buy some dong. So anyway, based on the teaching that Ray was going to send me a link to Zoom, which you didn't. But anyway, so is that a viable thing then? How they're not going to drop the zeros?
Did you ask me for a link to Zoom? An
you
email?
You told me the last call that you were going to send me information on how to get into Zoom.
Yeah.
That was on Monday. On Monday?
Yes,
that
Monday? Was on Monday. Mm-hmm. But it's okay. I went
409. You must have been on a different telephone number because I don't even have you on my Monday list. This telephone number is not even on the list. 409 area code.
Well, I think.
You on a different phone? If it was Monday.
No, what it? Maybe it was Friday. It was after you did it. Was after you held the Zoom meeting. It's okay. I mean, I'm not upset. I just went ahead with this. I figured I don't have 2,500 now to do that with, but I can go buy a $1,000 dinar and then cash that at $1.50 and then take that money and go buy dong. Right? And it won't be $300 million.
Yeah.
But it definitely, it would be a way to bless a lot of people for just pennies, really.
Yeah, and just so you know, it wasn't about taking that money and buying dong. It was actually another currency that would make you a lot richer.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay,
but,
so can you give us a hint?
No, we're out of
time. That's Ray's thing. So anyway,
I already did that.
You haven't told me.
You said you already did it?
When I called several weeks. Go ahead.
You don't have access to the chat room?
I'm not in chat.
Okay, so you're not in chat.
I'm an Arkansas lady. I'm the Arkansas lady, and I can't get into anything except this call.
409. Okay. Okay, I'll get some information to you.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you. Okay,
right.
Well, that was my question.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right.
I guess
bye-bye.
That's it.
All right.
Good?
Checkout time.
All right. I didn't hear no music. And what was that music you was playing at the beginning of the call? What was that about?
Well, that was country stuff, man. I just hit it by mistake.
Yeah. I was like, what? Yeah. Anyway, all right, guys.
Oh, no, that was rock and roll. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. I can tell you things are moving forward. They are at least talking about bringing Parliament back early so they can do the first and second reading, so they can go through the third one real fast, get that budget out, and we'll be good, I think. They did put out the four things that the bank has done to reduce the rate of the dollar, which I think I discussed them with you guys on Monday, exactly what they did. You're going to give that a couple of days to work and see that the banks can get in the system, do everything that the Federal Reserve wanted to do, the way they wanted to do it, and it can pop up anytime. People in Iraq are still excited. They still feel something's happening, but they're like the people in the United States. You know, their government officials tell them something, they just believe it. So anyway, there was a little sarcasm for you guys. But anyway, we know what they really do. They say one thing, do something totally different, but we just never know when they're actually going to do it. But we know they're going to do it. We just don't know when. So they could surprise us. So instead of having to get ready, be ready. And that's what we've been doing on this call, making sure that you're ready when it happens. So in the meantime, in between time, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it, and share the super fantastic. All right, Ray.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe.
gonna get better. With the single parent, go in the room and ground your children. Put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna get better. If you trust in him, hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't have this.
Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it. Oh, I believe. Ooh, it's already done.
Excited about your future.
We are out of here. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday.